I am Dottie St. James. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Funny Lady Life. And today I want to talk to you about my son of a bitch of a neighbor. So he has one of those jetpack blower things for the leaves and debris in the yard, the whatnots. Oh, he is out there. I'm telling you, from in the morning till in the afternoon. I don't even know how he does it. Sometimes I think when he's doing it, he's going to pick himself up and go to the damn moon with that blowing brrr all day long. And guess what he's doing? He's blowing it to our property line, to our fence. So anywho, we have to have a conversation with him. I'm getting off track here. It's just been on my mind. I was trying to do my crossword puzzle this morning, and I just couldn't concentrate. So I have to tell you about this exciting news. So I write for the paper. I write a column for the newspaper, an advice column. And I have a little bit of a following. I have a fan club. Isn't that exciting? Oh, my God. I get letters at the newspaper. You know, people saying, thanks, you helped me. It feels so damn good. I'm telling you. You know, I do it once a week. And apparently, you know, I've been doing it a while now. You know, I sold Avon for 27 years, but I'm having a good time writing this advice column. I had a little one write to me. Oh, it was the cutest little thing. So apparently the big brother told the little one that Santa isn't real. And so the little one wrote in, you know, please tell me my brother's not lying, you know. And so I had to pick that one, you know, with the holiday season coming upon us. And I answered the little type. And I said, you know what? Your brother is full of baloney. There's a real Santa. God bless him. Gotta keep the magic going as long as you can. Can't let those kids get so tainted and be a mom and dad or Santa. Oh, please. I think my daughter was 19 when I told her that Santa wasn't real. And I think she was playing me. You know, she loves to play me and tease me all the time. But she was going on like she was, oh, Mom, really? Come on, she's playing me. So I thought that was so cute. And I'm sure the viewers on the newspaper got a real kick out of that one, because the little type writing in, oh, how cute. You know, they're on the computer now and those phones, so he's probably writing his own emails from his phone. I don't even know the age, you know, but I'm thinking it was little. So, yeah, that was a cute one. And I am just so thrilled to tell you that I've started a caroling group in our neighborhood. And we're going out once a week until Christmas, and we're going to sing. Isn't that exciting? I told you we have a wonderful neighborhood. And somebody's going to open their door for hot chocolate. Somebody's going to open their door for maybe a hot toddy, I'm sure. And it's going to be fabulous. And one weekend, we're going to have a cookie exchange. Can't wait for that. I already have my recipes. Oh, God, I can't wait. I make snowballs that are delicious. So that's about it. I will talk to you soon. You take care and have a great day. Bye. Thank you.